Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for When You Don't Feel Good Enough, written by Molly Law, read by Leah Arthur. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14. This is something that affects me acutely. And I know that it is something that everyone feels at least once in their lifetime, if not more. As a type A perfectionist, I can feel not good enough several times a day. I've even noticed how it affects my interactions with my family and friends. I'm constantly filling in the blanks of what I imagine their thoughts are of me. Even in conversation, I will stop myself. I will literally stop the flow of our conversation to correct myself, justify or defend what I just said, or add a cliff note, just so they know that I have a good heart, or so that they do not detect even a hint of weakness within me. During one of these long conversations, my good friend had caught on to this formed trait of mine and said, "You know, you don't have to edit yourself for me. You can speak freely and without judgment." When my friend said this to me, tears began to bud at the rims of my eyes. This was the first time I had heard those words out loud. I had never been given permission or given myself permission to just be me. The freedom I felt at that moment was the greatest feeling I had ever experienced. This made me think, why do I do this? Why do I value myself so little when no one around me feels this way about me? And if no one around me sees me this way, then I know that my Father in heaven doesn't either. I realized that this was learned and formed behavior. Growing up in a broken family, chaos followed us wherever we went. So, to cope with the rejection of my father and the inconsistency of everyday life, I thought that if I could be perfect, if I could control every situation, then nothing bad would ever happen to us again. But the fallen world doesn't allow this. There is so much out of our control. This fact, along with the overwhelming standards of beauty, performance, and success, produces a perfect storm of anxiety about not being good enough. I know so many people feel this way that stem from a variety of reasons and causes. But as Christians, we know that this is a lie from the enemy. Although we may know this in our heads, it is hard to drown out the loud voices and deep-seated feelings to the contrary. This is where the truth of Scripture comes into play. This is where God's own words penetrate the darkness to tell us how loved we are, how beautiful we are, how we are so important to the Lord Almighty that He meticulously formed us and bore the scorn of the cross for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your love and pursuit of who we are. Thank you for loving us so much that you created us and saved us so that we can be with you for eternity. Thank you for finding us when the darkness overtakes us. I praise you for loving me just the way I am, without altering myself to be perfect. I pray that when the world is shouting at us to be thinner, to fit their standards of attractiveness, and to reach their levels of success, that we dive into your presence and your word, so that the only thing we see and hear is your truth. You tell us that you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Psalm 139, 1-3. How loved we are by you. Please let us not forget this, the enormity of possessing your love and the knowledge of our worth through your eyes. We love and trust you with all of our hearts, our Creator and Savior. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.